بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. It is always my tradition whenever I speak at any type of event, whether it's online, whether it's in person, wherever I am in the world, I always start my talk with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for the one who brought us together here in this gathering today. This gathering that we pray that is blessed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered and His favours are remembered, and sisters come together for His sake, contributing for His sake, teaching for His sake, wanting for their sister what they want for themselves, inshallah. That really for me is the essence of every single talk in this summit. But my talk in particular today, now, is for you, my sister. You are a precious, precious creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're unique, and Allah created you that way. And that really is the most amazing thing about being you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you special, unique, with your own talents, your own challenges, your own experiences, your own life story, your own story to tell. That's right. You have, my dear sister, a unique and special story to tell. Now, you may not believe me right now. You may be thinking, I can't write, I'm not a writer, who says I can tell a story? Who says I've got anything to give? Who says I've got anything to contribute? Well, subhanAllah, I'm here to tell you that you do have a unique story to tell. It could be the story that you needed to hear growing up. It could be the story that you need to tell yourself right now. It could be the story of how you failed and how you succeeded afterwards, how you fell and rose up again. It could be the story of your greatest fear or your greatest triumph. It could be a story that speaks to children. It could be a story that speaks in imagination. It could be a story that is spoken in poetry. It could be a story that is no nonsense and straight to the point. It could be a life story. It could be a history, it could be a herstory, but you do, my sister, have a unique story to tell. And I hope and I pray, inshallah, that this gathering, that this summit will give you that confidence that you need to start telling that story. Because guess what? Nobody gives us permission to tell that story. We don't need anyone's permission to tell our story. We just start telling it. And those who are supposed to hear it will hear it. Those who are supposed to benefit from it, they will benefit from it. Those who feel an affinity with your story, those who need to hear your story, guess what? They will hear it. They will read it. They will appreciate it. They will know it because it speaks to who they are. I'm a firm believer in the necessity for us as Muslims to write from the heart, to write from what we truly care about, what we're truly passionate about, what we truly believe in. And that could be anything. Okay, I'm not saying this as in we are Muslims, so therefore you only write about Muslim women or you only write about Islam. We believe and have placed value in so many different things. And all of those things, of course, provided they're halal, they all have a story with them. And I want you to own that. I want you to own the fact that there is a story that only you can tell because you're unique. And the way you see it, the way you process it, the way you will express it will be absolutely uniquely you. And that's the reason it's amazing. That's the reason it's beautiful. That's the reason you do not need permission. And so, once you come to understand that you have a unique story to tell, there are those out there who need to hear your story, who want to hear your story, who are waiting to hear your story. Once you've understood that, what are the next steps? I have three steps for you. And I ask you to seriously consider these steps. If you believe me that you have a story to tell and that you don't need permission to tell it. And the first step is start writing. Put everything to the side, okay? I didn't pass my GCSEs. My English isn't good. No one wants to read my stuff. I don't have an editor. How am I going to get published? Blah, 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 blah. All of these other questions, I want you to completely ignore them and just start writing today. Today. Get that journal. Get that piece of paper. Open up that phone. Open up that iPad. Open up that computer. Get a document and start writing today. And when you write, I want you to write without fear, without judgment, okay? Even us seasoned writers, we have the internal editor that likes to stop us in our tracks and say, hey, that doesn't sound right. Are you sure you want to use that word? That doesn't sound quite right to me. You may need to go back and rewrite that. Trust me, when I say to you, please, please, the one task that I am giving you today is start writing. Start where you are. Remember the story you needed to hear? The story you want to hear right now? The story that you want to share? Memories, dreams, descriptions, a diary of your day, a dialogue, anything. Just start writing today. And then I want you to do something else for me. I want you to make an agreement with yourself that you will write regularly from now on. 10 minutes a day, 500 words a day. Every week, twice a week, whatever it is that you can fit into your schedule, make that promise to yourself. Write it down, stick it up, put a reminder in your phone to make sure that you get that writing habit. Because that writing habit, my friends, aside from your intention and you're actually taking action and starting to write, that regular writing habit is what is going to let you see the results. Is going to make you productive. It's going to allow you to finish projects, okay? And at this stage, I'm not even talking about projects. I'm just talking about getting what is in here onto paper. Getting what is in here onto paper. Start writing. Set yourself an agreed regular writing space or place. Set that for yourself. Sign up for a challenge. There's plenty of them online. We have them at Muslim Writers. I have, 500 word challenges. We have plenty of things that you can sign up for free, and the links will be below, inshallah. But you can sign up for free and receive prompts, receive emails that will give you maybe some ideas as to what to write to, and also remind you about that writing habit that you're supposed to be working on, inshallah. So sign up for those challenges. No matter what you're interested in, if you want to do reflective writing, there are challenges for those. Creative writing, there's challenges for those. Autobiographical writing, there's challenges for those. Children's writing, there's challenges for those. So pick up one of those challenges and commit to it. And start writing. Start a blog. Write weekly in a blog. Again, it's about getting into the flow, getting into the habit. Starting to feel confident with your writing, starting to feel like it's natural and it's coming naturally and it's flowing. It won't at the beginning, and that's fine. It doesn't need to. All you need is to just start wherever you are and turn off that internal editor. Okay? So these are some of the things that I want you to do. Get your daily writing on, sign up for a challenge. If you are at a stage where you feel you want to share your work with the world, start blogging. Okay, start putting your writing on your social media, start sharing it with the world, but make a commitment with yourself that, for example, I'm going to share every week a piece of writing, and stick to that. Whether it's in the Muslim Writers Facebook group or any other writers Facebook group or on your personal Facebook or Instagram, make an agreement with yourself that you're going to do that, and inshallah, go ahead and do it. So that's the first thing that I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do, and the second thing that we should all do once we realize that we have a story to tell and we don't need anyone's permission, the second thing is to start learning. Reach out, read updates, read articles on writing, read books on writing, okay? Attend classes, attend webinars, sign up for email lessons. We have email series, which is actually learning to write with me. Sign up for it. Do the exercises. Take on board the information. Take on board the advice, the tips, the tricks, you know, the skill sets, the techniques. Start learning. And again, if you go online, you can put searches into Google that will bring up other free lessons that you can take part in, watch YouTube videos, take free webinars, sign up for masterclasses, invest in yourself and in your learning. Okay, it really, really does help to take you from here to up there when you're actually acquiring knowledge about writing, how to write, you know, techniques, genres, okay, voice, all sorts of things. I can't even go into it all in this particular talk because that's not the point of this talk. But my second piece of advice would be to start learning. And you can learn at every level, absolutely for free, via email, via video, via audio. There are podcasts out there. There are YouTube channels out there. Inshallah, my YouTube channel will be coming out so you can learn with me. You can learn with other sisters that are teaching. You can learn with other writers out there who are simply sharing their craft. There are too many of them, mashallah, that you can access for free. And when you want to go to the next level, you can sign up for any of the Muslima Writers Masterclasses, webinars, or anything else that's out there. But please, 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 do start learning how to be a better writer. Put your work out there for critique. Listen to the critique that comes back and use it for when you write again, inshallah. So that is my second piece of advice. And the third piece of advice I have for you, start connecting. Writing can be a very lonely craft. Very often we are parts of families where people may not understand why you feel the need to write, or kind of what's the point of writing. And so it's important for you to connect with others who are of a similar mindset, who are also writing. Again, too many free resources. We've got the Muslima Writers Facebook group. There are other Facebook groups out there full of writers just like yourselves, beginners, professionals, novices, all different levels. Okay, you can follow your favorite writers on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Follow other writers in your niche. Follow all the writers in the summit. Because very often, a lot of writers actually put a lot of time and effort into putting information out, you know, and actually take part in teaching as well, and sharing beneficial blog posts and sharing beneficial information. And so connect with other writers, okay? Be part of a community, because subhanAllah, one of the things that I find, you know, so important, and I think that for me this summit is really a demonstration of that, is that we're stronger together. Just like we're stronger as Muslims together, we are stronger as Muslima writers together. And so I would strongly advise you to connect with other writers, either in the Muslima Writers group or any other online group. If you've got a group in your area, take advantage of that. Follow the writers here on social media when they have gatherings, when they have meetups, when they have you know, sessions that they're doing together, or any like community activities like challenges, for example, any kind of challenge that's online, or for example NaNoWriMo, which is a National Novel Writing Month in November. There are groups set up for that. Just combat that isolation that can sometimes be a part of the writer's journey. So my three pieces of advice: start writing, start learning, and start connecting. Because you do have a unique story to tell, and you don't need anyone's permission. So why wait? Bismillah, you were born to do this. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.